January 4, The Daily Stoic. The Big Three. All you need are these: certainty of judgment in the present moment, action for the common good in the present moment, and an attitude of gratitude in the present moment for anything that comes your way. Marcus Aurelius. Meditations 9.6. Perception, action, will. Those are the three overlapping but critical disciplines of Stoicism, as well as the organization of this book and year-long journey you have just begun. There's more to the philosophy, certainly, and we could spend all day talking about the unique beliefs of the various Stoics. This is what Heraclitus thought. Zeno is from Sentium, a city of Cyprus, and he believed. But would such facts really help you day to day? What clarity does trivia provide? Instead, the following little reminder sums up the three most essential parts of Stoic philosophy worth carrying with you every day into every decision. Control your perceptions, direct your actions properly, willingly accept what's outside your control. That's all we need to do. A Year with C.S. Lewis. O taste and see. The Christian statement that only he who does the will of the Father will ever know the true doctrine is philosophically accurate. Imagination will help a little, but in the moral life, and still more in the devotional life, we touch something concrete which will at once begin to correct the growing emptiness of our idea of God. One moment even of feeble contrition or blurred thankfulness will, at least in some degree, head us off from the abyss of abstraction. It is reason herself which teaches us not to rely on reason only in this matter. For reason knows that she cannot work without materials. When it becomes clear that you cannot find out by reasoning whether the cat is in the linen cupboard, it is reason herself who whispers, "Go and look." That is not my job, it is a matter of the senses. So here, the materials for correcting our abstract conception of God cannot be supplied by reason. She will be the first to tell you to go and try experience. Go, taste and see. For of course she will have already pointed out that your present position is absurd. As long as we remain erudite limpets, we are forgetting that if no one had ever seen more of God than we should have no reason even to believe him immaterial, immutable, impassible, and all the rest of it. Even that negative knowledge, which seems to us so enlightened, is only a relic left after the positive knowledge of better men, only the pattern which that heavenly wave left on the sand when it retreated from miracles. Jesus calling. He wants you to learn a new habit. Try saying, "I trust you, Jesus," in response to whatever happens to you. If there is time, think about who he is in all his power and glory. Ponder all the depth and breadth of his love for you. This simple practice will help you see him in every situation, acknowledging him sovereign control over the universe. When you view events from this perspective, through the light of his universal presence, fear looses its grip on you. Adverse circumstances become growth opportunities when you affirm your trust in him no matter what. You receive blessings gratefully, realizing they flow directly from his hand of grace. Your continual assertion of trusting him will strengthen our relationship, his relationship with you, and keep you close to him. I have seen you in the sanctuary and beheld your power and your glory. Psalm 63:2. See, the sovereign Lord comes with power, and his arm rules for him. See, his reward is with him, and his recompense accompanies him. He tends his flock like a shepherd. He gathers the lambs in his arms and carries them close to his heart. He gently leads those that have young. Isaiah 40:10-11. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise in the wings of the dawn, I settle on the far side of the sea. Even there, your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. Psalm 139:7-10.